just a very, you know, I think sometimes we forget some things, like, you know, don't forget the widows is just as viable as any other commandment or that kind of thing. Amen. And those are the things I think he wants us to, but it all boils down to this. I think I'm correct on this. But if we'll follow love, he'll put us doing the right thing in the right place every time. We don't have to figure it out. Well, Lord, where am I going today? No, just wherever you go, he's going with you. And as we walk in love, and what does that mean? It means thinking good thoughts. It means not honking the car horn at somebody else. Anne's not here to hear that. But anyway, but you know what I'm talking about. Keeping that attitude of gratitude, keeping an attitude with the Lord. And he's going to put you in places where you're going to minister to people one-on-one. Just a tender little deal, maybe at Walmart. It may be at the gas station. You may need to pump some gas or somebody. I don't know. But I know I saw that. And that's maybe an aspect that the church doesn't see quite as important as other things. Jesus said, you visited me in the prison. And they said, when do we go to prison? He said, those that go to prison, when you minister to them, you minister to me. When somebody's hungry and you feed them, you did that to me. If you've done to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So I don't know. This had to be the Holy Spirit, because I'm not thinking about this stuff. But anyway, it's important. I think it finishes out, causing us to be well-rounded in the Spirit and to be more like him, of course. Amen. 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 He goes and gets the one sheep. When there are 99 left, they're in safety. And you've already gone home and it's warm and dry and whatever. But yet there's another call for someone else. But the thing that drives the church is not talent. The thing that keeps you here on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings, and for any Christian anywhere, is your love for God. Amen? That, if you got that, and it's easy to flip it and say, just think about this cross, what he did. Think about these things that he's done for us, and that'll help your attitude. Or go visit the nursing home. That'll help your attitude. And so let's just pray about that for just a second. And can we hold hands? Father, in the name of Jesus, as we unite tonight, as your body, cause us, Lord, to do the things that you would do, Jesus, and even greater things. And Lord, we're sorry because when I read that, I think about the humongous things that you did. But Lord, you also washed the apostles' feet. You also walked the extra mile. You also walked to a well in Samaria, which was dangerous, to see one woman, but brought revival. Lord, those are the steps that we want to follow as well. And I know the Holy Spirit, and you will honor that. And Lord, you will cause miracles to happen. We don't generate miracles. We just believe for them. You do them. So Lord, help us all to get a better vision of that. Helping someone with a flat tire. Helping is just part of ministry. And Lord, I just thank you. And Lord, lead us by the Holy Spirit. We don't need to stop anybody and everybody that's on the side of the road. We need to follow you. And Lord, we give you praise for this. In Jesus' mighty name, and everybody said amen. Amen. Okay. We'll begin with our message we started this morning. How about lunch? Woo! That was good, wasn't it? Man, I had something of everything, I think. It was good. It was really good. Hallelujah. Now faith is. Let's go to Hebrews 11:1, please. Everybody say, now faith is. Let's say it like this. Tomorrow faith is.
Tomorrow faith is.
Next week. That's not faith. Because we have to wait to believe it when we see it. That's not faith. We believe before we see.
Right.
It simply boils down to trusting God's word. He sent his word and healed them. Do we believe that? Yes. Amen. And as far as I heard Brother J.D. Sosby say it like this. Fact is, I don't feel good today. Truth is, I'm healed.
Right.
And the truth would change the facts.
That's
right. So that's just a simple, common sense way of looking at it. You know, truth is, you know, oh, I'm not sick, and you're, you know, you got snot running out your nose and everything else, you know, and coughing every other breath. Well, facts are facts and symptoms are symptoms, but there are circumstances and God changes those things. Truth will set us free. It's not other stuff. Amen? So we want to just sort of hammer this down just a little bit right here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Wonder why the writer of Hebrews just didn't start that sentence with, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It would have made just as much sense. But he put a word in there that had a timetable to it. Now faith is. Now faith is. Everybody got it? Everybody got this down pat? Don't have any problems with it? No. That's why we go over it time and time. I need to hear as much as anybody. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. You can't see them. It's the evidence of things not seen. You can't see them. You can't hold them. But they're still real. Truth says, Jesus said like this, thy word is truth. And the truth that you know will set you free. Amen? All this, we've been over this 1,000 times. But the thing is this, this is how we live. This is how we walk. This is how we stay in victory. Now, excuse me. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith, your faith, our faith. Ever say our faith.
Our faith.
All right. Since I said that, glory to God. Rose, you listening? All right. Glory to God, heal the preacher, and we thank you for it. We will not rise. Y'all see how far I'm holding that out? You see that, Larry? Larry can almost see it. We will not rise any higher than what we confess or say. Amen. We know the word. We speak the word. We believe the word. It comes to pass. Right? Right. Glory to God. I'm feeling better already. You and I have something that, well, let me just read right here. Faith is our mountain mover. Faith is your spiritual bulldozer. It'll move that mountain. Faith begins immediately when activated. Amen. Amen?
Amen.
The sooner you smile and say amen, the sooner we get through. God will move speedily or avenge. Can we go to Luke 18:8, please? Hallelujah. Real faith demands proper speech. God, how does God talk? Well, sooner or later we're gonna get over into y'all. You know, that's how contractors do. That's how mechanics do. That's how painters do. Who else am I gonna hit in here? we'll be there next week. And sometimes they can't, you know what I'm talking about. But God's not like that. As soon as we believe it, if I'm talking to an honest contractor or person and I know, Barry tells me he's going to be there Monday, he's going to be there Monday unless something happens. But nothing happens to God. He's always going to be there. Amen? But you trust people, therefore you're expecting it. Well, we ought to trust God, and therefore we expect that miracle. I'm expecting great things. What about y'all? How are we saying? Why are we saying that, Rose? You know why? Because Joel 2:21 says, God says, I will do, not maybe, will do great things. That got us all. Your faith levels the playing ground for everybody. You don't have to be rich and famous to have faith. You don't have to be the preacher. You don't have to be a deacon. You don't have to be a, if you're a believer, you have faith. God has given to every believer the measure of faith. And take that faith, enhance it, build it up, get it strong by hearing the word of God, acting on the word of God, and then begin to speak to God, the word of God. And guess what? Surely this morning, I'm sorry. We're gonna be, and mercy gonna be following you all the days of your life. Who's that? That's Shirley. No, that's Shirley going to be, glory to God. They're gonna follow you all the days of your life. Is God kidding?
No.
He's not lying, is he? He can't lie.
No.
Well, why can't I believe him? Lord, I'm sorry. Help me. Are we there yet?
Yep.
I tell you that he will avenge, Jesus speaking here, of God will avenge them speedily. Everybody say, God's going to take his own sweet time. Well, you know, you had a bad day. You messed up, you know. So God, he's not. Look, God don't think like we do. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
You know what Ann said? She said last night, she said, it's a good thing I'm not God. And I agreed wholeheartedly. I'd be toast a long time ago. Isn't that funny, though? That's a good thought. I'm glad Dina's not God.
I know it. The rest of the world is.
David is. The rest of the world.
David really is.
It'll be toast everywhere, wouldn't it? I mean, hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody else we want to pick on besides Diane? Thank God Diane's not God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I tell you, God will avenge, come to your rescue, help you, make up the difference, make it right, them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? He's not coming back for looking for sin. He did that before. He came this time looking, he's coming the next time looking for faith. Because when he steps on that cloud and says, hey, y'all come on up, he's going to be looking for faith. Because that's the only ones that's going to make it. Amen? Do we have faith tonight? Yes, you do. It's Sunday night and you're right here in church. Glory be to God. Give yourself a hand clap. Yay! Thank you, Lord, for the best folks in the whole world. God will avenge you speedily. You have been hurt by the devil? Well, we all have. Things gone wrong. This has happened. That's happened. God's coming to your rescue. Amen. He's going to be the first one on the scene. So we don't need to get out and get mad at him. We just say, here I am, God. Come on. Stop traffic. Come on over. You know. He will speedily avenge you. I'll let y'all, that's your homework. Think about this scripture. Let's go to Psalms 34, verse 17. Psalms 34, 17. Do you believe the Lord delivers? Yeah, buddy. He does. He delivered us. He did deliver us. Psalms 34, 17. The righteous cry. That's us. And the Lord hears. The righteous pray, call out to God, and he hears. And he says, okay, I'm busy now. Hangs up the phone. No, that's not what he does. He delivers us out of all their troubles. Hey, y'all, we're supposed to be doing this. That is good news.
Amen.
David wrote this, sang this one night, probably out in the middle of the desert, tending to those sheep. He began to sing this, the righteous cry. The Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Well, all he had to do was sit out there and watch a bunch of sheep. Well, did you forget about he killed bears and lions with a stick and a slingshot? I wouldn't want to be out there with, what's a big gun? 30-06. I wouldn't want to be out there with a 30-06. What'd you say, a pea shooter?
Bazooka.
That's a big gun, all right. That's a big gun, okay. Her gun's going to outdo your gun, amen. But he hears and he delivers. So we've got to have faith in the fact that he hears us, but also he's delivering us too. He's going to do what we ask, because that's what he said. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Is that not right? Okay, now let's look right here. 1 Samuel 17. Boy, it's going to back this up real good. 1 Samuel 17, verse 46 and 47. You ever heard of David and Goliath? Boy, we've been hearing from Rick Renner. He's been telling us about all these giants and stuff that happened before the flood and all these people. Boy, if you can watch Rick, you need to tune in, because this is going to clear up a lot of stuff for you. I wonder what it was like. Well, you wouldn't have liked it. Amen. But, and God didn't like it either, so he fixed it. Ever say God fixes things? This day, now this is David facing Goliath. He says, this day or now. He's not waiting until he goes eat some Wheaties or some spinach like Popeye. Today, this day, will the Lord deliver thee, talking to Goliath, into my hand. He's a shepherd boy. Goliath, and we listened to Rick, and you read about it, and you've heard this before. Some of these giants were 8, 9, 10, 12 feet tall. Amen. And he's a little guy with a slingshot. What's that tell me? God will take what you have and make something good out of it. He can take that rock. We need Blaine here to go, whew, whew, and he hit him right there in the head. Amen. Knocked him out. Amen. Then David what? Into my hand, deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. Woo-hoo. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care how big a boy you are. You could be a little bitty guy. And you start talking to me like that with authority, I say, okay, I believe you. I mean, this guy's got some grit. He's knows something on the inside of him that Goliath don't know about. He's been there. He's done that. He's seen his God in work before. So have you. So have I. We've seen God work before. Guess what? He's going to work again. Amen. And when Goliath starts running his mouth off to you and to me, well, what are we going to do? This day, this mountain, this day, this devil will bow his knee in the name of Jesus. I will destroy in the name of Jesus everything that he ever decided to do against me, nor you or our families or whatever. Arise and shine. The devil will respond to one thing and one thing only. Authority. And the name of Jesus has all authority in heaven and in earth. That's probably the only two places you'll ever going to be. All authority. And if we believe it in here and we say it out there, the devil's got to leave. Goliath here represents the devil. Amen? So, Mr. Devil, in the morning, when you wake up and, you know, you go out and you got a flat on your car, whatever, you need to be somewhere. This day, devil, these circumstances will bow their knee. I will lord over this. I'm a winner, not a loser. Whatever the Holy Spirit gives you, quote the word, stand on the word, and today you got the victory. Amen? You got the victory right now. You're going to have the victory tomorrow, and the next week, and the next week. You got victory till Jesus comes back. And then you don't have to worry about it anymore, because he is the victory. Amen? Glory to God. All right, let's go to verse 47. And all this assembly I can see David doing this. All this assembly shall know that the Lord saved not with a sword and a spear. For the battle is the Lord's. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When you're at the hospital and you land on the bed, you're about to have surgery, things aren't going right, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Know this, the battle is God's. And you belong to Him. He will give you into our hands. We win. We're going to come out all right. Amen? Let's say it out loud, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a winner, not a loser. I can't go under for going over. Amen. We're the head, not the tail. Everything you set your hand to is supposed to prosper. Wow. Glory to God. All right. Listen to this. Man is not designed to endure delay or long-term situations. Now faith is. I'm not saying now, it takes God's God. He heals things in different ways. But something that you've been putting up with for 14 years should have already been healed, me included. Amen. God is not our problem. I always seem to find the problem in the mirror. That's a good place for you to say amen, Peggy. Brother Jimmy's a problem. Did you tell us, Keith, Brother Jimmy's a problem? Just don't tell Sarah. Do what? I know. Don't you do anything to hurt her either. All right. We are not designed to endure delay or long-term situations. I believe you'll find that also under the curse in Deuteronomy 28. Long-term situations is under the curse. That don't mean we give up. What does that mean? That would really be disaster. But the thing is this. Now faith is. Now faith is. I'm going to start doing that. Now faith is. Well, I've been in this for about 43 years. I need to learn. Now faith is. But sometimes your old body gets in the way, don't it? I'm tired. And that's what a long-term situation will do. It'll wear you out. And that's what the devil's after. He's got to let go. Now, sometimes when you're dealing with other people, their will gets involved and causes it to drag out. Amen? So, we take authority over the devil who's dealing with them. Okay, I'm not designed to put up with things a long time. Proverbs 13:12, please, ma'am. Proverbs 13:12. You're going to like this one, too. Because this is going to back up the one we just read. Hallelujah. Hope deferred. Y'all know what that means? Your joy, your hope, your deliverance, your manifestation deferred or being put off makes the heart sick. What's it talking about? Your heart that pumps the blood. Talking about your spirit. Makes the spirit sick. But when the desire comes, or when you get your answer, when the good news comes, hey, the baby's born, everything's fine. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen? He just won $10 billion. Oh, hope deferred makes the heart sick. You know, after a while, it just you get to hearing this thing. It's sort of like, I'm not going to go there. Sort of like when you are holding faith, and just hope deferred. Well, maybe a little. It makes your heart tired and sick. And there's another scripture that talks about who can bear a wounded heart? Who can bear a wounded heart? A broken spirit. You know, I used to watch these cowboy shows, you know. David, I know you can straighten me out on this because y'all don't do that anymore. They'd ride those horses till they broke them. What did they break? They didn't break the horse. They broke his spirit. Amen? So glory to God. I'm glad I'm not a cowboy. Anyway, but I got Buttercup out here waiting on me, glory to God. She's already trained. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. You want a sick heart? No, because you can cut your hand. You can bruise your head, or you can bruise your fingernail, you can bruise whatever, and in a little while it'll get well. But when you get hurt in the heart, it takes a long time sometimes to get that over, and you're not designed for that. It is a tree of life. What is? Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, that desire is a tree of life. Hallelujah. Good news. Good news. You waiting on good news? Waiting on a report of this or that? Waiting on this or that? Yeah. When it comes, that's good news. It's happy time. Amen? Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it's the tree of life. Now, we're talking about faith. Just a few little scriptures here about the mechanics of faith. How does it work? As Brother Hagin says, you know, the more you teach about faith, sometimes it gets like a ball of barbed wire, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you can't put your arms around it, and you can't untangle it. It's pretty simple. Believe what God said,
right,
without a doubt. No compromises. Amen? I remember the story. We showed a film here two or three Sundays in a row of Andrew Womack, and he had some people that he had prayed for, and they got their miracle. This one guy, now he said he didn't lay hands on, he just taught him. The word says you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. So anyway, this guy had a lump to come up somewhere, and he just, I'm believing God. Now, you know, there's things that way to do. Anyway, this guy said, I'm believing God for this to disappear. Well, time went on. It's still there. And it got to smelling. Time went on. And then one day, it fell off in the floor. And he's perfectly healed under here. Yeah. I've heard a lot of ministers, people have growths, and they would cough it up or something, and it just hit the floor. Or tumors and stuff, they're just gone. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I don't think we need to tell God how to do things. But as far as I'm concerned, faith is now. I got it now. Fact is, it still hurts. Truth is, I'm healed. And we live by truth. Truth changes facts. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 1:17, and we'll stop. Oh, about right. Romans 1:17. Great scripture. For therein, let's do 16 since we're there. We'll read it all, okay? Back up one. Beep, 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 beep. We're backing up. Beep. There we go. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. 17. For therein, what does that mean? Therein what? In the gospel. Everybody say in the gospel. For in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed. There's a lot of people taught the gospel, preached the gospel, maybe even still do today, whatever. Doesn't matter. But if that gospel message does not talk about and bring righteousness to you, it's not the gospel.
Amen.
It's condemnation. And you knew you were a sinner before you got there, didn't you? I didn't need to hear it. I knew I was not right. I guess I'm the only one. If I do this. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed in the gospel. From faith to faith, as it is written. Never say it's written.
Written.
This is the word of God. And this is the word of God. The just, that's us, the righteous. But there again, if you hadn't heard about what righteousness really is, you can't get this because you don't think you qualify. But you do qualify because you're in faith. You got saved by faith. Your faith makes you righteous. What Jesus did, what he did, not what I did. The just shall live by faith. Well, I just don't know how to do this. Live by faith. Live by faith. Well, that word of faith message, I don't believe that stuff. I don't believe in that blab it and crab it and grab it stuff. I don't believe that. Well, you grab it for everything else, you might as well.
Right.
Hallelujah. I personally believe the word of faith is the message. Because it is full of hope and possibilities. It can move my mountain. It can make me be just as powerful as, who's a powerful person on the earth?
Warren Buffett.
Y'all know who Warren Buffett is? I don't know Jimmy Buffett, but he's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone to Margaritaville. Glory to God. Your faith puts you on that level. Your faith is Billy Graham. Your faith. It's faith that God listens to. So walk in faith. It is the only thing that changes the world. Amen? Let me read that right quick. You thought you was getting out early, didn't you? Faith separates you from the world system. It gets you out of the toil and spin over into the glory land where God adds things to you if you put him first. Isn't that great? Well, God loves me more than he does Dina, so I'm going to get all I want. She's not going to get anything. I saw her the day she was doing 56 miles an hour in a 55 zone. She broke the law. That don't count. It's your faith. It's your faith. Don't be intimidated by anybody.
Amen.
Get your faith out there. Amen. Have you ever met some, Jerry, I'm sure you have, and Jay probably has some more of us, but anyway, met a minister that was really thought high of himself. And you are a young preacher. Yeah. And he looks at you like, what seminary did you go to? I'm a doctor. I said, I didn't go to one. Well, you just got kicked out right then. You don't associate with this group. Got me? This is church, people.
That's right.
This is a fact. You get over here. Oh, and another thing they'll say, well, you know, I'm full-time gospel. I'm full-time preacher. That's all I do is preach. That's all I do, the church. Well, that's okay. I got two part-time jobs. So you're, as they say, bivocational. You're bivocational. So you're in a class all year long. You're not as good as they are. I know denominations that operate like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shame on them.
Right, yeah.
I do what Frank Sis said. Nancy, you may have probably heard this, but I went down to see Grandma and Granddaddy after I got saved, and I was excited, and Granddaddy and Grandma were sitting there. And I was sharing, and Grandma said, Frank, that's my granddaddy, Frank, we need to get Jimmy in seminary. I sort of thought the same thing. I'm stupid. I don't know. I just got saved. I just met Jesus a while ago. And granddaddy said, they'll knock out of him more than what's in him right now. He wasn't lying. I've heard horror stories. Don't think I'm talking about education. I'm not. Good Christian schools are thing. If you live to go. I was not. I tried to. Danny Devs and I tried to get in Oral Roberts several times. We just couldn't get there. Just couldn't make it. Couldn't go. But anyway. But we studied the Bible, and we just learned to trust in Jesus and run to the mailbox every first of the month and get Brother Hagin's magazine. Write it all down. Study it. God brings you some good people in your life, like you all. Good things happen. It's not your qualifications that matter. It's what he's who he is on the inside of you. So don't ever be intimidated by somebody in a three-piece suit. As Brother Tom Cruise said, you don't ever know who's closest to God. And I'm going to tell you, he was a great man of God. Yep, he's been in y'all's house. We probably were there. I don't know. You never know. And he's right. God could speak. If Sarah Beth, he might have let Sarah come up here and tell us some things. She probably could. Don't you think? That's how I'll stand up, because I don't know when to stop. Hallelujah, everybody. It's good to see all these seats filled tonight.
Yes, sir,
the balcony full. It's good to have. We're going to pray for more helps ministries. We're going to wear all hours out. We always get pretty close now, don't we, Jim? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, today we will walk on the devil's head in the name of Jesus. Y'all got it? That's where he's supposed to be, under our feet. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, dismiss us now in the power of the Spirit and the knowledge of your word. And, Lord, we leave here champions, more than conquerors. We're kings and priests in the kingdom of God. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Thank you all. Y'all the best. Appreciate you.